Ever wondered what happens when you show up to host a brunch and all 12 reservations become no-shows? For Sonia Barlow, it wasn't a disaster. It was the first step in her entrepreneurial journey. The path from corporate dissatisfaction to building a successful business isn't the smooth diagonal line we imagine. It's messy, scribbled, and often begins with what Barlow calls strategically winging it. The COVID-19 pandemic proved this point dramatically, showing how adaptability trumps rigid planning every time. What holds most aspiring entrepreneurs back isn't lack of ideas, but fear of failure. But what if we reframed failure as simply being temporarily disrupted? Barlow's own experience of losing 75% of her income during COVID, only to discover new opportunities, exemplifies this mindset shift. At its core, entrepreneurial success begins with understanding your identity. Who you are fundamentally determines how you show up in business conversations, ask for money, and make yourself visible. This self-knowledge provides the values and purpose that guide crucial business decisions when distractions inevitably arise. Entrepreneurs aren't born. They're made through unlocking creative problem-solving abilities. Like children who turn mattresses into slides, entrepreneurs tap into natural innovation that often gets suppressed with age. Your entrepreneurial style might be innovative, creating original ideas, hustler, maximizing limited resources, social, prioritizing impact over profits, imitator, improving existing concepts, or intrapreneur, bringing entrepreneurial thinking to larger organizations. Creativity is a muscle strengthened through practice. Our brain's three networks work in concert. The default network generates ideas. The executive control network evaluates them. And the salience network filters which move forward. Developing new habits and questioning why strengthens these creative pathways. Leadership and entrepreneurship centers on the three P's: people, power, and purpose. It's less about managing others and more about driving vision and growth. Self-reflection separates mere leaders from true influencers. Facing imposter syndrome? You're among the 70% who do. Counter it with the three S: list your skills, document success stories, and answer "so what" by identifying each achievement's impact. Center every business decision on customer benefits, prospect engagement, and problem solving. Your value proposition should be readable in 5 seconds, clearly stating what your business is, why it exists, and its solution. The Blockbuster versus Netflix story, where Blockbuster rejected Netflix's $50 million offer before failing while Netflix grew to $30 billion, demonstrates the importance of adapting to innovation and using data-driven decisions. Create customer personas by identifying your business problem, understanding who needs your solution, and developing templates with personal, professional, and motivational details. Barlow learned that her ideal customer wasn't just people like her, but anyone sharing similar pain points. Organize customer data digitally and validate your concept through landing pages, product samples, or test ads. Let your brand identity evolve based on feedback, as like-minded females became LMF Network for greater inclusivity. Starting a business requires stepping outside your comfort zone. Build confidence through small wins rather than planning too far ahead. Set 18 to 24-month goals with clear milestones. Remember, success isn't measured by recognition, but by impact. Define success on your own terms. With people spending 142 minutes daily on social media and businesses having just 2.6 seconds to make an impression, a strong digital presence is essential. Social media enables market research, trend identification, brand building, traffic generation, lead conversion, and community development. Three key principles emerge: establish a clear brand narrative, communicate your solution to customer problems, and focus on meaningful success metrics beyond follower counts. Social media efforts need defined purposes and goals tied to key performance indicators. Customer conversion follows the marketing funnel: awareness, interest, desire, action, and loyalty. To manage social media effectively, select primary platforms based on demographics, set 2 to 3 SMART goals, and maintain consistent presence for 8 weeks before evaluating results. Be prepared to fail fast and learn faster when testing strategies. Community is vital for business survival. The right community can accelerate growth exponentially, as modern consumers rely heavily on others' experiences before making purchases. As Jim Rohn noted, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Choose an inner circle that supports your entrepreneurial journey. For those uncomfortable with networking, try three strategies. Reframe negative thoughts to, "What have I got to lose?" Take baby steps with achievable goals like one new contact monthly, and define clear objectives before conversations. Consider this. 70% of opportunities aren't public, with 80% filled through personal connections. Effective networking isn't transactional. It's about listening, learning, and offering solutions. Start by assessing your values, what change you want to create, what brings happiness, and what provides fulfillment. When introducing yourself, focus on quality. Emphasize three core principles, recent wins, and your goals for the connection. Nothing prepares you for entrepreneurship like experiencing it. It's an evolutionary journey, growing personally while developing your business and solving new challenges. The path isn't about reaching a destination, but embracing continuous growth with endless opportunities and control over your decisions. Building a team requires finding people who share your vision and treating them as true stakeholders. Modern work arrangements, including remote work, role sharing, and flex time, enable access to diverse, international talent unrestricted by geography or conventional schedules. Consider multiple team-building approaches: volunteers seeking skill sharing opportunities, apprentices, contractors, full-time employees, co-founders with equity stakes, advisory boards, and franchising partners. Embrace diversity and inclusion to let people's unique experiences shine. As Verna Myers notes, diversity is being invited to the party, inclusion is being asked to dance, and equity means dancing without barriers. Maintain strong foundations through clear contracts and deliverables, regular performance reviews, structured internship programs, and transparent business communications. Don't hesitate to pause hiring if the timing or fit isn't right. Entrepreneurs face unique mental health challenges despite the freedom of self-employment. Behind success stories lie hidden struggles. Many work side hustles for over a year before going full-time, juggle day jobs, and battle burnout while maintaining appearances. Studies show entrepreneurs are 50% more likely to experience mental health conditions and twice as likely to face depression compared to others. Prioritize mental wellness by making time for yourself and loved ones, developing healthy routines, limiting screen time, and seeking professional help when needed. Remember that entrepreneurial skills develop through practice. Few ventures succeed perfectly at first. Give yourself permission to make mistakes and pivot strategically. Not every passion project needs to become a massive business. With entrepreneurial freedom comes the responsibility to question your choices and keep asking why and what's next. Your journey begins not with perfection, but with that first imperfect step.